It is the pre-match warm-up. Everton visit Anfield on Wednesday night. It's Ian Ryan, Phil Blundell, Kev Riley and Josh Williams. We will have a caller, of course, a little bit later on. It will be Luke Davies. But Josh, Christ, it feels like a long time since Liverpool last played a game of football. I would say possibly the break came at a decent time. You know, you think about that League Cup performance, it didn't go well. Notwithstanding, lots of players will have been going away on international duty, but having the weekend off that's just gone felt important in terms of recharging a few batteries. But let's be clear, we are about to kick for home now for our finish line, and that felt really important just to get that little extra break.
Yeah, it's been a long time, mate. I haven't been in here for 2 weeks, I don't think.
Same.
I was spraying myself with WD-40 on my way in, mate, just covered in rust.
You don't lose it, though, lad, do you?
No, no. It's nice to have the odd little break every now and then, especially when you're sitting pretty. You know, it's a good spot to be in. And I must admit, I thought this kind of running that we were approaching would be more pressurised than it's going to be. I think Liverpool should be okay, really. But we could have went into this much closer to Arsenal. It could have been, you know, a real intense build-up where you're just waiting to get started and everyone feeling anxious and stuff like that. But hopefully it'll just give everyone like a clear mind and you can just go for... We're literally in one tournament now. Just go for it, try and accumulate as many points as possible and close the season on a high.
Surely, Phil, there is no better game to come back to than a Merseyside derby.
No, because it's sort of... I think everyone has different expectations of a derby. You don't really, obviously you would ideally like to turn up, batter them, play unbelievable football, the type that you're talking about for 20 years time and go, what a performance that was. But ultimately you just want to win, and if you win 1-0, everyone's satisfied. Whereas if you've got, let's say, you know, Leicester at home, for example, you'd want to really think they should be putting on a show to demonstrate that that's where they are. But this game is sort of one where you can just basically buckle in, have a bit of a scrap, you know, be 5% better than them, be fortunate if you want, and just get the job done, get the 3 points and get out of there effectively. Like, it's a good position, because I think sometimes we come off these breaks maybe a little bit slowly. I think that's been a thing for quite a few years, not just this manager, previous incarnations of this team have been exactly like that. So you it's a good opportunity to just come back and go, right, well, let's just get 3 points and, you know, move it down to 13 points that we need.